everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, May 30th. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend. You don't get it anywhere any else because they don't know how to do it. End of story. But anyway, going on to don't know how to do it. Hey, did you see the Dow today? Poop, down again. Let's see, how much? 330 points. Yeah. Oil, down 2%. Selling at $82 a barrel. You know why? Gas demand softens. Wait a minute. It's the beginning of the summer season. People are traveling more. No, they're not. They're going broke. And gold, one of our top trends for 2024. Golden year for gold, 2,342. Still staying solid. And where's it going? It's going to keep going up along with silver. And again, back to the markets. Again, we always suggest that you consider subscribing to the Trends Journal if you want to know history before it happens. And you go to trendsjournal.com for the grand total of $2.56 a week. That's if you get it by the year, right? All right. This is your economic update that went out on Tuesday. It's summertime, and the living won't be easy. And we go on to say, while the vast majority of the public is mostly tuned out to what in the world is going on and often repeat the bullshit they hear on the news that's dished out by mainstream media prostitutes, you know, these little media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters, you hear them? Yeah, as the weather heats up, the fact-dead public will be more tuned out and less informed. We go on to say, our trend forecast, the climate is ripe for a major correction. As the old saying goes, sell in May and go away. Oh, yeah. And when do they say to get back in the markets? After Halloween, like beginning of November. You know why? Huh. Market facts. Crash of 29, October 29th, Black Tuesday. The 1987 stock market crash, which I had forecast. That made my name. When was that? Let's see. October 19th. The panic of 08 took out the domain name in November of 2007. When did the markets go down? Oh, let's see. Lehman Brothers went bust on September 18th, 2008. So there you got it. And again, no one's talking about the worst that's yet to come. And that's when the banks go bust. The banks go bust. Yep. Look at your cover of this week's Trends Journal. You got a bank on it. And again, we're the only ones writing about this. Because you could spend, rather than spending $2.56 a week on the Trends Journal, over 200 pages this week, no ads, you could get the Wall Street Journal. All right? Look at the stupid fucking picture there. Brain teasers test best young spellers. That is the big fucking picture on the front page. What the fuck do I care if somebody knows how to spell? I was a shitty speller all my life. I write pretty well, best-selling books. But you can't spell Gerald. I barely got out of high school. You had a 70 average to get it. I got out. I got left back in the fifth grade. I hated every fucking day of school because even as a little kid, I knew it was
bullshit detected. Take precaution.
Yep. I ran away from kindergarten, 4.5 years old. Of course, the Boston Post wrote in the Bronx. That's right. They took me out because they knew I'd be dead. Now they have me shot up with drugs. So going on, pending home sales in April slumped to lowest level since the start of the pandemic. Not the start of the pandemic, the start of the lockdown by fucking shithead, scumbag, arrogant politicians. Not a fucking pandemic, a disgusting robbing of freedom, life, liberty. But anyway, Now, signed sale contracts of existing homes dropped 7.7%. Pending sales are 7% lower than in April of last year. And you know why? 30-year fixed mortgage hit 7.5%. But the home prices are still climbing because supply is low. Robust growth in home prices persists. You got it. Annual home price growth in the U.S. in the first held at first clip in March, likely helped by gradually easing, and they went back up. So the Case-Shiller Tent City Index rose 8.2% on year in March, following an 8.1% in increase. So less people could buy, prices keep going up, but there's no inflation. It's only all in your mind. It doesn't exist. And again, they don't put housing prices directly into inflation. They rig the numbers because the inflation numbers are much, much higher than they're predicting. Well, it's not predicting, than they're reporting. U.S. GDP growth was slowed last quarter on soft consumer spending. Oh, wow. Just came out today. Gross domestic product rose only 1.3%. We said it. We've been writing about this week after week. You're looking at the sales going way down. Earnings are not keeping up with inflation. I'm going to tell you, things are really slowing down. You're going to see more restaurants going out of business. You got dead lobster now. Oh, red lobster? Yeah, dead. Things are going to get a lot worse. The numbers underscore a loss of momentum to the start of 2024 after continual upside surprises in 2023. Again, this is coming, the bullshit that they write, that's Reuters. But again, we said it was going to go down. You got the holiday sales, you get a boost up. There was still cheap money in the system in terms of the money that was dumped in to fight the COVID war. And there was still that kind of an upbeat feeling that's now gone downbeat. Consumers curb U.S. economic growth again in first quarter. Again, we told you so. With the economy operating in low gear, a margin of slack capacity is opening up and consumers are feeling less flush. Yeah, no kidding. Details of the GDP report showed the consumer spending growth revised down by 0.5 percentage point. Again, people going broke. It's Slavelandia. That's all it is. And the robber barons are running the show. You're getting richer. You got that cover of last week, not this week. Says that's all we are. We're the plantation workers of Slavelandia. Serfs of the robber barons 2.0. Private equity groups, venture capitalists, none of this shit. Hedge funds never existed when I was a young guy. SoftBank to commit nearly $9 billion a year to AI investment. The AI thing is, again, we have a whole section in your Trends Journal on AI every week. Yeah, AI in a box, products in China, threaten cloud service of leading domestic operators. On and on, one story after another about AI. AI is going to continue. But right now, as we see it, there's overinvestment in AI, and you're going to see a peak. And a lot of sales are going to go down. Not in all of them, not a lot of the, but a number of them. So again, it's summertime, and the living is easy. Okay, China oil demand outlook darkens as OPEC Plus prepares to meet. They're going to meet this weekend. And again, you got crude, Brent crude's down like 10 bucks over the past 6 weeks. So it's only going to keep getting worse as things get worse. But see what OPEC is going to do at the end of the week and how much production they're going to cut to keep prices up. So that's what we're looking at there. China gets $48 billion for fund to make chips. All of these sanctions that America and Europe is putting on China are not going to make a fucking bit of difference, just like they made no difference from the sanctions they put on Russia. See Russia's GDP? despite the sanctions. And what you read your Trends Journal, we've been saying it week after week, month after month, China's going to becoming more self-sustaining. So while China's putting this kind of money into building their businesses, America is just stealing our money to go slaughter people around the world. That's a different trip. BYD launches hybrids with 1,300-mile driving range. Chinese automaker BYD is rolling out. And again, are you ready for this? Prices of the models called the at 99,800 yuan, they sell it $13,775. The average price of a car in the United States is almost $50,000. And Biden's strategy on electric cars, keep China out. Keep China out and keep the robber barons robbing. Again, the only reason China is where it is because of what Bill Clinton and the other presidents did. Clinton brought him into the World Trade Organization. Scumbag Henry Kissinger was the first to get him in there. They couldn't make shit, but we gave them all the technology they needed now to surpass America. And again, they're becoming more self-sustaining. Every week we have, again, with the robber barons, big's getting bigger. Conoco agrees to $22.5 billion price tag for Marathon Oil. Chevron deal clears hurdle, $55 billion acquisition. One thing after another. And now to more ugly things, the Israel war. I know a lot of people don't like me because I think Donald Trump is a piece of fucking shit, an arrogant little daddy's boy born on third base, a nothing of a clown, with a bad attitude, a narcissistic bastard. And by the deed you shall know him. Trump tells donors he will crush pro-Palestinian protests if reelected. I've mentioned this, and I'm going to keep mentioning it. Donald Trump told a group of wealthy Jewish donors that he will crush pro-Palestinian protests in university campuses. He said, quote, if you get me reelected, we're going to set that movement back 25 or 30 years. Isn't that nice? This is the fucking prick that's running. Oh, billionaire Miriam Adelson plans to give millions to help Trump. Miriam Adelson, one of the wealthiest women in Republican circles, intends to donate, this is from Bloomberg, to Donald Trump. Adelson's plans to donate to Preserve America. Federal records show Adelson, they got passports in both countries, Israel, the United States. Her late husband, casino mogul Sheldon Adelson, gave $90 million to Trump in 2020. Since 2010, the Adelsons have donated $550 million to Republican candidates, according to Open Secrets. And then you got, they gave more than other mega donors, including $239 million donated by Citadel's Ken Griffin, $230 million contributed by Uline Inc.'s co-founder, Richard Uline, whoever. The Adelsons are Trump's biggest financial backers, contributing $122 million to his election efforts since 2016. So scumbag Trump gets paid off to hate everybody but the Jews. Yep. Like that slaughter, don't you, huh, Trump? Paid off little fucking prick. A paid off little fucking prick like the other hundreds of millions of dollars that the scumbag, shithead, arrogant fucking politicians that tell us what to do get from their donors. And morons and fucking imbeciles call this America, democracy. What fucking democracy? Grow the fuck up. It's right there with the numbers. It's all in front of everybody's eyes. If you don't play for the club, man, get the fuck out of here. Or we'll fuck you up. It's not my America. Nope. To show you the scumbags that they keep putting out there. How about fucking Nikki Haley? Nikki piece of scumbag shit of nothing that they kept pumping up that she's running for president, running for president. Where the fuck she's running? And now she ran over to Israel. Yep. And you saw her sign the missile, the bombshell that they're killing people with, given by the United States. Yeah, Israel used U.S.-made bombs in Rafah tent camp massacre. That's from antiwar.com. And she signs on it, finish them. Yep, she wrote, finish them on Israeli artillery shells during Memorial Day visit in Israel. I will say this to Netanyahu, finish them, finish them. Yep. She also reaffirmed a commitment to Israel, saying during the tour, don't listen to what is being said in the media. I reassure you, America stands with Israel. No, not America. Little fucking bitches and bastards like you. Little fucking murderous scumbags. Hey, Haley, you want to go finish them? Put on your fucking costume, grab your gun, and go fight. And every one of you fucking scumbags that love this fucking genocide, you love the Ukraine war, go over there and fight or shut your fucking mouth. You little arrogant, gutless, ballless, dried out pieces of shit. That's America. And some Israelis call for war on Hezbollah. Isn't that nice? Yep. Keep it going. Keep the wars going. What else we got here? Oh, U.S. pledges more aid to counter Russia. Ukraine to receive $1.23 billion boost by Sweden. Isn't that nice? Oh, Macron gives Kyiv leeway on missiles. Yep. Take the missiles and bomb the shit out of Russia. Get this in your head, everybody. World War III has begun. World War III has begun. We're planning a peace rally in September. I'm doing everything I can to fight for peace. And again, they're not giving you shit. Listen to the media. Go to CNN. Go to CNN. Yeah, these are the breaking news as we went on there, right? More bullshit about Trump. You know, did Taylor Swift get fucked up the air? You know, just stupid shit. Not one article here about the genocidal Israeli war. Not one article. Not one. Breaking news. Breaking fucking shit. Look at the crap you're getting. So that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. And that's also why you buy our shirt. Here it is. This is for you, Nikki Haley, and all your other little scumbags. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politicians. And to make this clear, I hate fucking Biden, too. He's a murderous little dicky prick. 5 draft deferments. He's 3.5 years younger than me during the Vietnam War. And a little cocksucker loves every fucking war. I hate all of these bastards. So no, I don't hate only, I hate the Repulsivekins and the Democrats, murderers and thieves. By their deeds you shall know them. They're a crime syndicate. Oh, don't believe me? A dying empire led by bad people. That must be Russia. Oh, no. Poll finds young voters despairing over U.S. politics. This is from Semaphore, May 29th. Young voters overwhelmingly believe that almost all politicians are corrupt and that the country will end up worse off than when they were born. Yep. As part of the online poll, Blueprint asked participants to respond to a series of questions about the American political system. 49 agreed to some extent that elections in the country don't represent people like them. That's right. Yeah, not only here, that little Katzon Macron with a fucking dick the size of this fucking pencil. Macron gives Kyiv leeway on missiles. I mentioned this, right? Quote, we must allow them to neutralize military sites from which missiles are being fired, military sites from which Ukraine is being attacked, Macron said, adding that the scout missiles, you know, going on, right? French President Emmanuel Macron said Ukraine forces are allowed to use. Macron said, fuck the rest of the people. I'm in charge. I'll tell you what to do. Who the fuck are you? I'm in charge. I'm a member of the political gang. You're just a piece of worthless shit. Get that in your head. All right? That's who's in charge. This is disgusting what's going on. And the young people know it, but the older people are too fucking dumb and don't give a shit. And the young people are the ones that are protesting in colleges that they're anti-Semites because they hate genocide. The data also found COVID-19 pandemic has left a lasting bad taste in the mouths of young voters. 51% of those polled said that they were happier before COVID-19. No shit. No shit. We warned about this when they were doing it. The whole world has changed since COVID, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and economically. They see a dying empire led by bad people. Young voters do not look at our politics and see any good guys. This is Blueprint's lead pollster, told Semaphore. A whopping 65% agreed, either strongly or somewhat, that nearly all politicians are corrupt and make money from their political power. Only 7% disagreed. All right? We're ready for a change. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And now is that time. We need a peaceful revolution for peace. And none of the, oh, hey, Adelson, all the fucking money going to Trump. How about donating to Occupy Peace? Hey, Musk. Hey, Bezos. Buffett. Oh, where's the money? Where's the money for peace? Not a penny for peace. Could you imagine if the billionaires put $1 billion in for peace? We'd have peace tomorrow. But you know why they don't do it? Because they're just pieces of shit. Don't forget to see the great interview I did with Judge Andrew Napolitano yesterday. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more subscribers we have, the more we get our message out for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thanks for tuning in.